Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Navin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Angola President João Lourenço says India is a key trade partner of Angola. Both countries are committed to further advancing bilateral ties. Lotha Doctors Forum condemns Albert P. Lotha for falsely posing as an MBBS doctor, seeks stern action. DRDO successfully conducts maiden flight trials of stratospheric airship platform. And Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launches India's first two genome-edited rice varieties. Now the news in detail. President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, has said India and Angola are committed to further advancing bilateral ties. Speaking at the India-Angola Business Forum in New Delhi today, he said India is a key partner which has expertise in generic medicines. Addressing the gathering, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said that India-Angola bilateral relations are underpinned by a vibrant energy partnership with bilateral trade reaching $4.2 billion in 2023-24.
Our bilateral relations are underpinned by a vibrant energy partnership and bilateral trade between our two countries has been growing and reached $4.2 billion in the 2023 and 24 period. Angola is now the 123rd member of the International Solar Alliance and the Government of India has approved a line of credit of $200 million for further strengthening our defense and security cooperation.
The MOS said Angola has strengthened its presence on the global stage with the diversification of its economy, modernization of infrastructure and improving ease of doing business. Lotha Doctors Forum has condemned Albert P. Lotha, who was caught falsely posing as an MBBS doctor and illegally treating patients at a medical hall in Dimapur. In a press release, the forum said, "This act is not only a serious criminal offense, but also a blatant threat to public health and safety. What is equally alarming is his deliberate misuse of the Lotha tribal identity, maintaining that such fraudulent impersonation cannot be taken lightly and must be met with strict and exemplary action." The Lotha Doctors Forum urged the concerned authorities to initiate the strongest legal proceedings against him under all applicable sections of the law and take urgent measures to prevent such impersonators from endangering public lives in the future. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, successfully carried out its maiden flight trials of its stratospheric airship platform from Shiopur trial site in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. Developed by Aerial Delivery Research and Development Establishment at Agra in Uttar Pradesh, the airship was launched carrying an instrumental payload to an altitude of around 17 kilometers. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has congratulated the DRDO for the successful maiden flight trial of the system. He stated that the system will uniquely enhance India's earth observation and intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance capabilities. The minister added that this airship will also make the country one of the few countries in the world having such indigenous capabilities. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched India's first two genome-edited rice varieties by ICAR in New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister said that today is a historic day for India. He said these two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield of rice in the country. Mr. Chauhan congratulated agriculture scientists who were involved in this project and said that the country has faith in the capability of the country's agricultural scientists. He added that ICAR will have to take their research directly to the farmers. Mr. Chauhan said that this research will prove to be a milestone in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's resolution of Viksit Bharat. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. In a significant development following the recent Pahalgam terror attack, the Punjab police have arrested two individuals in Amritsar for allegedly spying for Pakistan. The accused, identified as Palak Sher Masi and Suraj Masi, were allegedly involved in leaking sensitive information and photographs of military installations, including army cantonments and air bases in Amritsar. According to senior police sources, preliminary investigations point to the links with Pakistani intelligence operatives. Authorities believe the arrests could lead to crucial revelations as the probe continues. The United States has approved the sale of Hawkeye 360 technology to India to boost the country's surveillance capabilities. The move will enhance India's maritime domain awareness in the Indo-Pacific region. In a statement, the U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency said the proposed sale will improve India's capabilities to meet the current and future threats by bolstering its maritime domain awareness, analytical abilities, and strategic posture.
This system, utilizing satellites in low Earth orbit, will improve India's ability to detect illegal activities and monitor its exclusive economic zone. The $131 million deal includes software, training and support, bolstering India's strategic posture. Hawkeye 360 collects and analyzes radio frequency, RF signal, location with a constellation of satellites in low Earth orbit. Some vessels which go dark to roam undetected in disputed areas and evade tracking can also be detected with this advanced technology. Indian forces can now identify illegal fishing, smuggling and perform effective surveillance in the Indian Ocean region. With this technology, India gains deeper visibility across its exclusive economic zone. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stated that the Arctic region has a global significance in itself and India has a growing involvement with the Arctic. The minister was speaking at Arctic Circle India Forum 2025 in New Delhi.
We have come up a few years ago with an Arctic policy. We have a research station there. We have agreements with KSAT on Svalbard, which is relevant to our space. What is happening in the Arctic and likely to happen will have global consequences as the country with the most young people in this planet. Obviously, what happens in the Arctic is of extreme importance to us. The Arctic today has got a lot of attention for the promise of resources that it has.
Replying to a question on Europe, Dr. Jaishankar stressed that India is looking for partners and not preachers who do not practice at home what they preach abroad.
When we look out at the world, we look for partners. We don't look for preachers, particularly preachers who don't practice at home what they preach abroad. And I think some of Europe is still struggling with that problem. Some of it is changing. Europe, I think, has entered a certain zone of reality check. If we are to develop a partnership, there has to be some understanding, there has to be some sensitivity, there has to be a mutuality of interest, and there has to be a realization of how the world works.
And Nagaland Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Sciences organized a regional level workshop under National Livestock Mission Entrepreneurship Development Program 2024-25 at EBRC Hall, Shamathur on Friday with Dr. H. Pamingchuba, Chief Veterinary Officer, Shamathur, as the resource person. Speaking at the workshop, Pamingchuba encouraged keeping more livestock such as piggery, poultry, sheep, etc. to boost rural economy and financial support of the people. The workshop was attended by more than 100 participants from the general public of Shamathur district. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Angola President João Lourenço says India is a key trade partner of Angola. Both countries are committed to further advancing bilateral ties. Lotha Doctors Forum condemns Albert P. Lotha for falsely posing as an MBBS doctor, seeks stern action. DRDO successfully conducts maiden flight trials of stratospheric airship platform. And Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launches India's first two genome-edited rice varieties. And that's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.